بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, there are times when a person feels spiritually low. He feels some void, some emptiness in the heart. There's no enjoyment in the ibadat when he is making ibadat. When he's making tilawat of the Quran, he's not getting that enjoyment. When he's making dhikr, the same thing again. When he's making dua, he's trying to make tawbah, istighfar. So like this, a person came and complained to Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. In fact, the person was a scholar, he was an alim, and he even said, when I make tawaf also, I'm not getting that spiritual ecstasy, that enjoyment. I make tawbah also, I'm not getting that enjoyment. Hazrat, I sit in your majlis, in your gathering also, I'm not getting any enjoyment. Why is it that my heart is feeling that emptiness, as though my heart has become spiritually dead? So at that moment, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayh gave him a prescription which Allama Sha'rani rahmatullahi alayh, many years ago, he had given this prescription to the people. And this is a wazifa that inshallah, if we also read this, and this is, has been established in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW as well, and we will mention the hadith regarding it. These two qualities of Allah Ta'ala, if we read it, then inshallah, that low feeling that sometimes a person experiences, and of course he has remained away from sins and he's trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sometimes he's just not getting that enjoyment that he is looking for. So these two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has many qualities, and Allah's qualities, his sifat, are all perfect. These two are Ya Hayyu and Ya Qayyumu. Ya Hayyu and Ya Qayyumu. Inshallah, we'll explain the benefit of this, how powerful these two names or qualities of Allah Ta'ala, sifat of Allah Ta'ala are. In the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the incident has been mentioned, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, oh my Fatima, why are you not listening to the advice that I'm giving you? In other words, not that she was disobedient. No, she was a very obedient daughter. And she was very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to such an extent that when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned from a journey, after praying two rakats, salah, nafil in the masjid, and sing to the sahaba, then he immediately would first go to his daughter's house. She would stand up, greet her father, kiss him on his forehead, and make him sit in her place. And he would do the same when she would visit him. There was a very close relationship between father and daughter. And we know the incident that once Rasulullah was with his wives, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And with them was the daughter of Rasulullah, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Rasulullah then calls her and he whispers something into her ears, which makes her cry first. Then he quickly whispers something else to her, and then she smiles. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was very curious to know what was it that Rasulullah told her that made her cry first, and then she smiled. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha refused to tell Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, no, this is a secret between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and myself. However, on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha goes to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and tells her, listen, I've got some right over you because your father was my husband. So now tell me, since Rasulullah has left this world. So she says, Rasulullah first whispered into my ears that, oh my Fatima, soon I will be leaving this world. And of course that made me cry because of my close relationship with my father. But then he tells me that you will be the leader of the woman in Jannah. That you'll be Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahl Jannah, and that made me happy. Nonetheless, Fatima radiallahu anha is advised now by her beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He encourages her to read this dua, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Birahmatika Astaghith, Aslih Li Sha'ni Kullah, Wala Takilni Ila Nafsi, Wala Ila Ahadim Min Khalqika Tarfata Ayn. We hear this dua many times, and we also make it. It's a very, very beautiful dua, a very powerful dua. And the first two words in this dua is again, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. The word Hayy means living. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is all living. Allah has this quality of Hayat Kamila. Allah is eternal. Allah was not brought into existence by some being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always existed, and He will always remain. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Everything in this world will come to an end. It will be destroyed. Besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remain. Nobody brought Allah into existence. He is Hayy. And in fact, Allah gives life to whoever He wishes to give life, and He brings them from non-existence into existence, like man, animals, jinn, angels. Allah brought us from Adam into wujud. We were non-existence. We were non-existent. Allah gave us life, gave us hayat. But this life is not in our control. You and I, we fall asleep, we pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never experiences slumber, He never experiences maut. Maut, you and I will experience. We experience death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of life, is the controller of death. Allah is the controller of every single thing that He has created. Allah is Hayy. Allah is all living. In fact, after Allah gives us death, and on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will give us life again, we will be resurrected. We will be standing before Allah. So again, Allah will give us life then again. So life is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how maut is in the control of Allah. Allah never dies. In fact, Al-Hayy and Qayyum, these two words, are mentioned in the greatest verse of the Holy Quran, which is known as Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. In the opening verses of Surah Ali Imran, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And then in the 16th juz in Surah Taha, verse 111, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. When Allah Ta'ala portrays the scene of Qiyamah, when Allah sees all the faces, every single human being, all of us will lower our faces before Al-Hayy and Qayyum, the one who is eternal, the one who always existed and will always exist. Al-Qayyum, the one who is self-subsistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any person to remain subsistent, to remain alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact gives us some power and strength so that we may be able to perform our duties. Allah is self-subsistent. He gives us some strength. He provides for us. You and I, we all are dependent totally upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, on the other hand, is totally independent of any being whatsoever. He is Al-Qayyum. قَائِمٌ لِذَاتِهِ وَمُقِيمٌ لِغَيْرِهِ Allah does not require any person to remain alive and to perform his functions. And in fact, Allah gives us the ability to perform our functions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hayy and Qayyum. This was the same dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or part of this dua he made on the night, the eve before the battle of Badr. The greatest battle in the history of Islam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such feeling, and he began to cry profusely, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. O Allah, you are Hayy and Qayyum, you are eternal, you are self-subsistent. Ya Allah, I am begging you, I am seeking your help through your mercy. Shower your mercy upon us. Give us victory. Rasulullah ﷺ cried so much that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the bosom friend of Rasulullah ﷺ, the greatest of the Sahaba, he goes to Rasulullah ﷺ and he tells him, Hasbuk, Hasbuk ya Rasulullah. Enough, ya Rasul, do not finish yourself in this way. So nonetheless, these two words, Hayy and Qayyum, are extremely powerful. Read it whenever we want, morning, evening. It will give us some strength. So Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali tells this person to read these two names of Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And the reason why he gave him this is that Hayat, life, when a person reads this name of Allah, it will bring some spiritual life into his dead heart. So exactly what I mentioned in the beginning, sometimes we're making the dhikr of Allah, no feeling, we feel so dead, spiritually dead. Sometimes we are making some ibadat, we are fasting, but we're not getting the spiritual enjoyment, that ecstasy. We feel so low. We feel as though our hearts are now dead. So by reading Hayy, Allah Ta'ala, through the barakah of his name, he will bring some life into our spiritual heart. And then when we perform in deeds, sometimes we fall and we make mistakes, we make blunders. A person is concerned. He wants to remain on Sirat al-Mustaqim. He wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not want to do anything that will displease Allah. So Al-Qayyum is the one who gives us that strength, the one who will keep us onto the right path. By reading these two words, a person will be spiritually, he'll feel enlivened. Spiritually, he'll feel boosted. He will start beginning to, he'll begin to enjoy his ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala, with the barakah of this name, will protect him from evil and keep him onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Rasulullah ﷺ taught his daughter, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Astaghith is in the singular, where a person is saying, O Allah, I am seeking your assistance. And if it's plural, we say nastaghith. So if a person can either say astaghith or nastaghith, many people get very, very confused. So I say astaghith or nastaghith. There's no problem. If you're reading, we are there, many people say nastaghith. You're reading alone, astaghith. So, O Allah, you are eternal. Life belongs to you. You don't taste death. You are most powerful. You are the one who gives life to every person. So imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is eternal, all living, nothing came before him, nothing preceded him, nothing will remain after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Hayy, he is Qayyum. Everything revolves around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's injunction and Allah ta'ala's amr and Allah's command. Allah is independent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most supreme. Take the name of Allah with enjoyment. Take the name of Allah, you are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you're in your business, whether the mother is in the kitchen, whether we're driving our car, wherever we are. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Supplicate. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these two beautiful, perfect qualities that He has. Allah has no fear of any person. Allah is always dominant. Allah is ghalib. He is aziz. He is hakim. Nobody can overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control. When we stand before the Baytullah, and we are making our Umrah, and we see the beautiful, majestic house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we feel, how do we feel at that moment? That enjoyment, the tears rolling down our cheeks. We feel so humbled before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's home. Imagine, this is His house, the Baytullah. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we make ruku to, we make sajda to. So this is the same Allah we are worshipping. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our focus, our attention must be, Ya Allah, I want your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, I want your love. I'm searching for that sukoon. I'm looking for that peace. I want that tranquility in my life. Mullah Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi explains, like when a person is searching for Allah, or he's looking for that peace in his life, he's feeling that gap in his life, that void, that emptiness, and now he wants the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, he wants to become the friend of Allah, so he's searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he needs to go to the right place to search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he goes to the wrong place and he just searches like that, he will not find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to go to the lovers of Allah to find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gives the example of a woman who's looking and she's searching desperately for a beautiful diamond necklace. Very precious, her husband had given her on her wedding. And now she has to wear that necklace, she's going out somewhere. Or people are coming to visit her, her family. And now she's looking from room to room, she's searching, opening every cupboard, every drawer. Only to realize that necklace was around her own neck. We have Allah with us. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shower His love upon us. So, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Wallah, I'm seeking help through Your mercy. Ya Allah, I want You. I want to become Yours. Ya Allah, You become mine. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. Wallah, make correct all my matters. Aslih li sha'ni kullahu. Wallah, all my matters. My worldly matters. My matters of akhirat. Matters of my business. Matters with my parents. Matters with my children. Matters with my husband. Matters with my wife. My affairs with my workers. With my boss. With my friends. With society. Wallah, my affairs with You. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. Wallah, You reform it. You make it right. Wala takilni ila nafsi. Wala ila ahadin min khalqik. Wallah, do not entrust me to sort out my affairs by myself. Nor entrust me to the people, to your makhluq. Yalla, we are helpless. We are just your bondsmen, your bondswoman. We are slaves. We are your servants. Wallah, You are our master. Everything is in Your supreme control. You are most powerful. So a person is confessing his weakness, his ajizi, his ijz. Wallah, I am nothing. Ya Allah, if You entrust me to myself, I will fail miserably. My matters will not come right. Wallah, I am seeking Your assistance. So take the name, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, Aslih Li Sha'ni Kulla. We all want our matters to come right. Dunya matters, Akhirat matters, we have different problems. Here we are exhorted to seek Allah's mercy and say, Oh Allah, don't entrust me to myself. Wala ila ahadin min khalqik. And nor to any of Your creation, tarfata ayn. Not even for that single second or moment, bat of an eyelid, a blink of an eye, not even for a second, O Allah, entrust me to myself or to any of Your makhluk. In this world, we have people, we have friends. Perhaps a person may assist us once or twice. After that, he gets fed up. He becomes frustrated. Allah never becomes fed up with us. Allah never becomes frustrated. Allah loves to give us. Allah loves to assist us. In Suratul Fatiha, what are we saying? Every single day, every single salat, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Allah, You alone do we worship. You alone are we seeking help from. Allah, we are seeking Your assistance. Allah, You are the only one who can assist us. Ulama have said that when a person starts reading these words, in fact, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, and of course, they had mentioned from the Sahaba, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma has mentioned that these two words, Ya Hayyu and Ya Qayyum, Hayy and Qayyum, they are from the Ismul A'zam of Allah Ta'ala. What is Ismul A'zam? That name of Allah, that if a person mentions in his dua, then his dua will be accepted. Whilst others have given other names and qualities of Allah Ta'ala, but many of the ulama have said that Ismul A'zam is in these two words, Hayy and Qayyum. So if we read these words, then inshallah our dua will be accepted. So when a person now purifies his heart, he's searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. And I mentioned this in almost every single gathering that we have. Allah is most merciful. Allah loves us. If that Allah who can change the darkness of the night into broad daylight, in other words, Allah brings day after night, if Allah can change night into day, why can't Allah change our dark hearts and make our hearts become shining again? Provided we are sincere, provided we take the right direction, we take the right step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards us. Ulama have said that a person who is drowning in the love of Allah, he will always remain safe. There is no other drowning that will give him salvation and protection and keep him safe. A person drowns in the water, he's drowned. He's dead. He's gone. But when a person is drowning in the love of Allah Ta'ala, this drowning will never lead to his destruction. It will only bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the marifat of Allah Ta'ala we will gain. We will begin to recognize Allah Ta'ala's power. We will begin to recognize Allah's greatness, Allah's loftiness, Allah's supremacy. The fact that Allah has control over every single thing. In the time of tahajjud, the masnoon dua when a person wakes up, Allahumma lakal hamd, anta qayyumu samawati wal ardu man fihim. The same word qayyum comes in. Oh Allah, you are the one who is holding the skies and the earth. Look at the entire world, look at the skies. Are there any pillars and columns that we see holding the skies upright? No. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the marifat of Allah comes into our heart, then the person now will begin to have that close proximity to Allah. Now when he takes the name Allah, he gets a different type of enjoyment. Now when he is making the ibadat of Allah, it's a different type of enjoyment, ecstasy. Something he cannot explain to others. When he goes into sajda, and he cries or she cries in sajda, and they beg from Allah, and they make sincere tawbah, the person is becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The desire will now come in the person's heart, that let me now do more good deeds, so that my Allah becomes happy with me. When a person is going to do this, then he will find his heart, his spiritual self, ascending towards the heavens. But if we're going to live a life of evil, sin, last week we mentioned about having good company and refraining from evil company. That person now who remains in good company, he's becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll feel some purity in his life. He will want to see good. He'll want to touch good. He will want to eat that it is halal. He'll want to be in that environment that will give him sukoon. He'll not get that type of sukoon in his business place, in his office, in his surgery, in his workplace, or with his friends. He'll get that sukoon when he rolls out his musalla, and when he is talking to his Allah. So all this happens when we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person lives a life of evil, sins upon sins, there's no tawbah in his life, no istighfar in his life, it's just evil company, the person goes further away. He becomes a follower of shaitan. His life becomes miserable in this world. His life becomes miserable in the qabr and the akhirat. Allah loves us. Allah wants us to come close to Him. Allah wants us to be on sirat al-mustaqim. This road towards Allah is yours and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but they cannot walk it for you. Every person has to walk this road towards Allah singly, individually, alone. There are many others who have traversed and will traverse this road, but they cannot walk the road for us. Allah out of His kindness shows us Sirat al-Mustaqim. And then He will give us that sukoon that we are looking for. So, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith or Nastaghith, Aslih Li Sha'ni Kulla, and Plural Aslih Lana Sha'nana Kulla. So, I'm not going to confuse you. Read it in the singular form. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, Aslih Li Sha'ni Kulla, Wala Takilni Ila Nafsi, Wala Ila Ahadi Min Khalqika Tarfata Ayn. Inshallah, we will do this. Then our heart will become spiritually full of life again and vigor, and then we will gain the close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant me, Allah ta'ala grant you, all of us, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the chance to make more and more ibadat, and may Allah give us that himmat and the strength to refrain from all sins and an evil life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hayatan tayyiba. What is hayatan tayyiba? The beautiful, pure life, the serene life. So even though we may experience some sickness or some loss in this world, that will not affect our spiritual heart. It will not affect our contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, those things also brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us hayati qalbi. Allah grant us hayatan tayyiba. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukr kulluhu, la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah يا الله you are so mighty you are most powerful my Allah there is nobody greater than you my Allah يا الله you are أكبر my Allah everything is in your control the sun the moon the stars The sky is the earth, the ground. Ya Allah, the animals, the insects, the birds, the fish. Ya Allah, humans, the angels, the jinn. Ya Allah, every single thing, the mountains. Ya Allah, every particle, Ya Allah. Everything belongs to you. Ya Allah, you have created everything, my Allah. You are the control of everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created dunya. You have created akhirat. Ya Allah, you are most lofty, my Allah. You are hayy and qayyum, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are most beautiful, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. You are most kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah.
Guide us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, ya Allah. Strengthen our iman. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and the ability to perform righteous deeds, my Allah. Good deeds, my Allah. Keep us in good company, my Allah. Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Allah, don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Allah, you are most loving and most forgiving, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Allah, give us hayat and tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They're either at home or hospital, my Allah. Some have undergone operations, my Allah. Some will undergo operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand, my Allah. You are a shafi. Ya Allah, grant all those who are not well, give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially if our parents have passed on, my Allah. Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus. If any one of our parents are alive still, my Allah. Allah, give them good health, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Make us become the coolness of the eyes, ya Allah. Help us to serve them, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakah in our life, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make it come to us with ease, my Allah. Don't make us have to beg from people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, independent of your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarrina idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, all of us, ya Allah, who have raised our hands tonight, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Allah, make us enjoy making dua to you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of sajda before you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us for hajj and umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those people who are suffering in the world, ya Allah, remove the suffering. Especially our Muslim brothers, my Allah, and sisters, and our masoom children, my Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change the conditions for better, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them your unseen, your divine nusrat and help, my Allah. Ya Allah, so long, ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never question you, my Allah. You are most kind and loving and you are most wise, my Allah. Ya Allah, wisdom is in with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is best for everyone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you're going to give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. But my Allah, even in dunya also remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril al-jannatul baqi. Grant us the intercession, the shafa'at of Rasulullah SAW, the day of Qiyamah, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect all of us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them obedient, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have requested duas. Answer all the jais muraz, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Grant us your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. Make us love you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ma'rifat, my Allah. And your ishq, the ishq of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun, waja'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله next week same time إن شاء الله we have our majlis, but we got a special program, a youth program, so all of us are still going to come inshallah, but a special invite to all our youngsters, our baligh, our sons, especially those who are in high school and university. Let them come and benefit. We know this is a time which is known as the silly season. There's so much of fitnas taking place. Bring them in some good mahol, inshallah. Inshallah they will benefit. Next week, Thursday, after Maghrib, inshallah.